The Inflation Reduction Act, as we've all come to know, Sterling, had nothing to do with reducing inflation. In fact, it did not. Inflation remains at almost 3%. But we keep shoveling money out the door. How many billions of dollars did we spend to have chargers built in this country? And there are what? None? None. Like $8 billion for zero chargers. And again, we spent how many billions of dollars for internet service, and we got almost none. You know, to be fair, put those jobs in the hands of Elon Musk, we'd have chargers everywhere. We'd have Starlink everywhere. Everybody'd be interconnected and have electric cars. We'd be cruising around the country. This just goes to show you how bad government is. But it's the fraud that's possible. When you shove loans like this through, just like we saw with PPP during COVID or any other example where you're trying to rush money through, the money will go away all right. But who gets it could be committing fraud, and the chance of them getting caught or having to turn that money back in, very small, isn't it?
Well, there's the difficulty. You know, look, going back to Obama, they sent billions of dollars to all sorts of green energy companies. A lot of them, probably more than half of them, went bankrupt. They went bankrupt after hosting parties and donating to Obama's next election campaign. $500 million lost by one company in California, a solar company in California. The same thing's happening with Joe Biden. They're shoveling money out the door, and companies, battery companies, are going under. Wind companies are going under. And some of these things aren't loans. They're grants. And the grants are going to organizations that aren't set up to handle this kind of funding. I mean, they gave to something like 9 or 10 so-called community activist climate justice money to some community activist groups last year. One of them had like $2,500 in income the previous year. The director was working out of his home part time, and he gets $500 million. It's not clear there are any account. Yeah, a pretty good year.
Yeah, whoever his
no accounting grant, standards.
I need his grant writer. I mean, because a person with that kind of talent can be employed immediately.
I'm not sure he had a grant writer. I think that they sought him out. They sought these organizations out. They said, we're going to give you this money. And it's not clear to me that there's any accounting standards, any transparency or reporting standards, you know, so the government knows that they're doing. There may not have been any standards as to how they actually had to spend the money. It's just go out and do good stuff with it in your community for climate change. Help
just,
people get retrofitted.
No standards at all. That's the problem. Sterling, I gotta leave it there. Yeah. It's outrageous. It doesn't surprise me. I'm watching this continuing resolution conversation on Capitol Hill. There are no standards. These weasels will take your money and squander it anywhere as long as they can keep their job and get elected next time. Feckless weasels, I think, is the term. Sterling Burnett, thank you for being here. Always bring attention to these important things for us. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks for having me on. Take care, sir.
Greatly appreciated. The Heartland Institute, great folks. I'll take a break and continue with you in a moment. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and TikTok and Rumble and YouTube and Substack and all those places. How do you say that, Anthony? Like, follow us everywhere or something. He's got something.
That was terrible
stuff. Oh, well, help me, Anthony. Don't forget the book. The book. America in Her Own Words, Volume 1. SteveGruber.com, just in time for Christmas. Help me, Anthony. I feel badly now.
Behind the scenes, Michigan's public health team is working to make our environment healthier. Testing the water of our lakes and rivers, ensuring they're safe for play. Educating anglers, monitoring ticks and mosquitoes for disease. Approving septic systems and new home water wells. Learn how public health workers protect us all at michigan.gov/public health. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Ugh, I wish my blow dryer was faster.
Why?
The faster I blow dry, the faster we can talk about how Enbridge is investing in renewable energy
like
wind farms.
Exactly.
Because we're just a married couple in a radio spot letting everyone know they're working to achieve net zero emissions from their business by 2050.
I couldn't have said it better.
It's what we do, Deshaun.
Sarah, it's who we are.
And when this commercial ends,
we say,
tomorrow is on. Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Sports and our good friend Brock Palmbush.
With a look at sports, I'm Brock Palmbush. There were two college football bowl games yesterday at the Boca Raton Bowl in Boca Raton, Florida. James Madison defeated Western Kentucky 27-17. The Dukes end their season at 9-4. Western Kentucky finishes up 8-6. And at the Art of Sport LA Bowl in California, it was 24th-ranked Nevada Las Vegas defeating California 24-13. UNLV finishes up at 11-3. California ends up 6-7. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, 6th-ranked Alabama, 9th-ranked Marquette, and 11th-ranked Connecticut were all victorious. On the women's side, 9th-ranked Duke, 13th-ranked Kansas State, and 17th-ranked Georgia Tech all won. There were no NBA games last night. Action will resume there tonight. But in the NHL, there were 5 games. Winners were Detroit, Toronto, Florida, Utah, and Anaheim. That's a look at sports. Back to you, Steve.
Well, thank you, Brock. Greatly appreciate it. All right, so Anthony says I'm lousy at this whole follow me thing. I don't know, you know. These kids these days, they're so good at all this social media stuff and all this stuff. They're just better at it. I'm just an old guy doing my best on a fixed income. Don't forget to get American Her Own Words, Volume 1, $14.95. Shipping is free. I mean, it's like 70 pages of joy here. 70 pages of joy. You can find it at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. You can find it right there, $14.95. I'll ship it to you. I'm going to autograph it for you, too. Beautiful. Let's get a quote here, all right? Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. Give him power. So said Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States of America, born February the 12th. Died on tax day. Isn't that weird? Passed away April 15th, 1865, of course. All right, so greatly appreciate it. Don't forget the book, $14.95, American Our Own Words. Volume 1. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Anthony's going to train me how to talk better, and then I'll be better at this job. I'm working on it, folks. The best I can do. That's why I got young people around me, all right? We'll be right back on the Steve River Show.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, it felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Show. Glad to have you along for the conversation as we kick it off here. Coming to you live from the Heart of America Studio G. Fighting for you from this country and the foxhole of freedom. And also find me on Twitter, Truth, Rumble, TikTok now. Can you believe it? It's unbelievable. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in California over bird flu, even though so far there are no cases at all in the Golden State, but the move gave him a whole lot of extra power. Number two, former Congressman Matt Gaetz may soon find his dirty laundry strewn all over Capitol Hill as an ethics report is now going to be released after all. From what I know, it's not a pretty sight. Number three, continuing resolutions to waste money have apparently been the secret plan of some Republicans that failed to understand the will of the people on November the 5th. In my opinion, a government shutdown is far better than a government shakedown. At the taxpayers' expense, at your expense and mine. They seem to do this all the time. Burn our money right up. The former is a gift to the taxpayers, while the latter is a gift of grift at the expense of taxpayers. No wonder Congress wants to enrich itself by bankrupting us. No wonder members of Congress would rather intimidate us than tell us the truth. No wonder the House is divided against itself, with only a few members standing in opposition to a runaway spending bill, but that number is growing. If Congress resolves to spend more money and another continuing resolution becomes law, we will be left with the bill. If we have to pick up the tab, we will need a forklift to do it. Because the bill, and it's a Republican bill, let me emphasize that, it is a Republican bill. It comes in at a jaw-dropping 1,547 pages of endless debt and never-ending war. But it seems that Elon Musk shook official Washington to its core Wednesday. He tweeted that any Republican voting for this pile of garbage would pay a political price. His sentiments were backed a short time later by President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. And the message apparently hit home. Listen to Elon Musk.
But in a post on X by Elon Musk sent shockwaves through the Capitol. House Republicans were trying to see if they have enough votes to pass the spending bill in the next hour or two. Musk posted that anyone who votes yes should lose their office in 2 years, and lawmakers are scrambling.
The tweets from Musk, you know, has that complicated this?
Well, I mean, I think that there's always a lot of interest in what's happening up here, and
this is more than interest. They're telling people if they vote yes, they should be voted out.
The social media world is a part of our politics, and I think members have to expect that. There'll be a lot of hard votes in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
A member of the House Republican leadership told Fox that Musk is not helping. The lawmaker added that Musk has bigger fish to fry than picking a fight with House Republicans. One source said the bill is now bleeding support from the GOP.
It is, in fact, hemorrhaging. It's been pulled for now. But if Congress fails to pass the bill, if the continuing resolution fails to become law, we win. And in my opinion, if the government does shut down, we win anyway. I mean, seriously, the Friday before Christmas, we would barely notice. Why? Because a shutdown only affects non-essential workers. And why is that, you ask? Well, because a shutdown is not a closure. It's just a shutdown of different departments. The government doesn't go out of business, but a continuing resolution can contribute to corporate bankruptcies, causing companies to go out of business. A continuing resolution can contribute to a decline in investor confidence, particularly when inflation is high. A continuing resolution will contribute to an increase in the deficit, a rise in the national debt, and more debt means less money for everything else, or rather, more debt means more money in the form of inflation, further reducing the value of your money, which means your money, your savings, your home, anything else of value. Just as ignorance of the law is no excuse, it is inexcusable that lawmakers, specifically Republicans, are ignorant. The fact is, ignorance pervades Congress. Ignorance perverts the legislative process. That's obvious. Too many members of Congress choose not to know what a bill contains. Too many choose to do nothing at all so as to retain power. And yet, they abuse their power just the same by betraying their conscience. They betray their constituents. By betraying their word, they betray their country. And in this case, it's even worse. Because tucked inside the more than 1,500 pages is a whopping 40% pay raise for the members of Congress. A 40% pay raise for the members of Congress. They rewarded themselves for this steaming pile. Nancy Mace of South Carolina refuses to betray her commitment to fiscal sanity. Had this to say as she walked out of the Capitol yesterday. Nancy digs through the 1,547 pages. She tells us what's really happening here. Listen.
Technically, the CR portion of the bill is 9 pages long. And then everything after the 9 pages for the CR is just noise and has nothing to do with keeping the government open. So, for example, there are 500 plus pages related to healthcare policy, which doesn't have anything to do with keeping the government open. There's $100 billion of disaster relief in here, which is desperately needed, by the way, but should be its own standalone bill. But this is what Congress does to hold members hostage who need disaster relief for their districts, their states, after the hurricanes. It's wrong to hold people hostage over something that's desperately needed, and we have funding for it, for all this other junk that's in here.
Man, so you can do a continuing resolution that's 9 pages. 9 pages. The rest, garbage. You want an ag bill? Do an ag bill. You want a bill for hurricane relief? Do that. Newt Gingrich has a good take on the importance of Republicans passing reconciliation. The problem is that the continuing resolution makes an already bad situation even worse. The resolution forces members to abide by a 72-hour rule to review legislation before it comes to the floor. Unless members can speed read, the rule is pointless. And perhaps that's the point, because the rule forces members to vote on the resolution, and because the resolution includes a congressional pay raise, force isn't necessary. No one has to force Democrats to spend more on themselves. That Republicans would do the same proves that bipartisanship is a farce right now. Is a farce. Here's Gingrich.
They need to have the Senate commitment to pass the tax bill by May 31st, to go to conference in June, and to sign the bill by July 4th. Reagan talked into having his tax cuts arrive late. We lost 26 seats in 1982. Similarly, President Trump was talked into taking up a bunch of other stuff, didn't get his tax bill until late. They lost 40 seats in 2018. Keeping the House is the biggest single challenge for the Trump administration, because a Republican House in the last 2 years versus a Democratic House is night and day in terms of the Trump revolution continuing its momentum. So if you work back from keeping the House, you have to have the tax cut bill and the deregulation bill signed into law by the 4th of July, so it's affecting the economy so well and so powerfully that people are really happy in 2026, and Republicans gain seats as Franklin Roosevelt did in 1934.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I've been saying. Donald Trump can not only win the greatest political comeback of all time, which he's done, now he can seize the day and seize the midterm starting right now. With the help of Elon Musk, it's going to be hard to stop him. We'll be right back.
At Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Are you ready to retire? Have you been planning for the big day to leave that job behind? Hey, it's Steve Gerber, and no matter whether you've been planning for it or not, you need to be thinking about the next chapter. And it's a very good idea to get a second opinion. Nick Hopwood at Peak Wealth is the man to call. His team has over 100 years of experience helping people make critical financial decisions. People just like you. Peak Wealth is independent, fee-based, and a fiduciary. So clients know they always receive the best advice in their best interest. When I'm making big financial decisions, I trust Nick Hopwood, and you can too. You've heard Nick on the show over the years talking about the most important financial decisions and big ideas like not having any lazy money. That's an idea I put to work years ago, and you should too. And if you have questions about retirement, investing, and getting your money to work for you, you need to talk to Nick Hopwood and his team of professional certified financial planners.
Visit peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Do that today and get a free Social Security evaluation. peakwm.com/Gruber.
Are you tired of being in pain every single day? Try ExodusNow.com. Introducing Exodus, a natural holistic supplement that combines 2,000 years of ancient wisdom with modern science. Featuring 7 biblical ingredients like frankincense, myrrh, and cumin, paired with the groundbreaking benefits of molecular hydrogen, it's designed to soothe joint and muscle discomfort, boost your energy, and reduce inflammation. If you're living with chronic pain, you're not alone, but you don't have to suffer anymore. Try ExodusNow.com. Try ExodusNow.com.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around. And I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
The opposition to this sham bill is, well, it's growing. It's been pulled out. I think this bill is dead. Thanks to Elon Musk and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and some brave members of Congress, like Congressman Eric Burleson of Missouri. He opposes this sham. He calls the continuing resolution a dumpster fire. He's right, particularly about the need to control spending. He says more in 40 seconds than his colleagues have said over the last 4 days. He says the resolution is shameful. It's unacceptable to vote for such a thing. Listen to this.
Have you seen the text at all?
It's a total dumpster fire. I think it's garbage. This is what Washington, D.C. has done. This is why I ran for Congress to try to stop this. And sadly, this is happening again. I think that it's shameful that people that celebrate DOGE coming in, and yet we're going to vote for another $1 billion to be added to the deficit. And so it's ironic.
What does this mean for Speaker Johnson's future?
Yeah.
Personally, I'm disappointed. I think that he can do better. He can communicate better. The fact that we haven't seen the language today and we're supposed to vote on it this week is unacceptable.
Completely unacceptable. He's right. 1,400 and however many pages. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas also opposes this resolution, continuing resolution. He says it does not include a farm bill or a safety net for farmers that needs to be there. He argues on behalf of deliberation of writing and voting on legislation that members have read. As things stand, no one, not Democrat, not Republican, believes that the Senate is the world's greatest deliberative body, not at this point. The Senate no more represents such a thing than the House of Representatives currently serves the American people. If the Senate's to be great again, it will take senators like Jerry Moran to step up, speak up, and be heard. Here he is.
And the deadline is December the 20th before there's a government shutdown. The circumstances that we face is no, and let me repeat this so I can make it perhaps clearer. Without a farm bill, there's no safety net. The safety net that was present under the old farm bill, even if extended, does not meet today's current challenges that farmers face. The cost of inputs, fuel, fertilizer, seed, labor, land values, interest rates in particular, have skyrocketed, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture has determined that on-the-farm income will be down more than 43% over the time it was when we passed the last farm bill, now 6 years ago.
Yeah.
No farm bill to meet the needs, no farm policy to meet the needs of the challenges that ranchers and farmers have. And then, unless we provide the disaster assistance, the natural disaster assistance that is so needed. And again, I mentioned states that have had hurricanes. I will highlight that in the state of Kansas, we've been in a drought for the last 4 or 5 years. This is the most severe year yet.
Yeah. Congressman Tony Weed of Wisconsin opposes the continuing resolution as well. He also opposes the very idea of a lame duck Congress as a means authorizing, no, empowering is a better word, the likes of Chuck Schumer. Weed opposes the attempt by his colleagues to circumvent the legislative process. He opposes the attempt to subvert democracy by way of the Democrat Party. He opposes Republicans. Any who would join Democrats in making prosperity unattainable to our posterity. If we spend with abandon, we will have abandoned our duty to our future generations, and they deserve better. They do. Here's Tony Weed.
And, you know, the concern right now in the conference is that we don't want to give them money to spend overseas and not take care of Americans here right now. And, you know, we haven't seen the text of this current bill of the continuing resolution, but I'm looking forward to going through that hopefully here today, and we'll make a good decision on it. But, you know, I am concerned about the reckless spending that is causing all of the inflation in this country. And, again, we're going to take a hard look at it.
Yeah. Now, if Congress resolves to spend more money, we lose. Always. If House Republicans will not join together to stop this betrayal going forward, they will lose. That I can assure you. The loss will be a win for Democrats, replacing the undisciplined with the unprincipled. If, however, Republicans want to do something important, they can start by standing in defense of principles like thrift and industry. If they want to do something now, if they want to be actors instead of accomplices, they will act on behalf of the American people. They will forward a clean continuing resolution, a clean CR. Just like Nancy Mace pointed out, and cut off 1,500 pages of pork. If Republicans want to help themselves, they will help America first. Only by doing what is right for America can Republicans hope to have the support of the majority of Americans. Only by killing this bloated piece of garbage can Republicans hope to convince more Americans to vote Republican in the future. The choice is not hard, my friends. The choice is not hard. Republicans can stand right now and do the right thing. Choose to do the right thing. Republicans must prove they have the ability to lead. And I'm not talking about the people at the top. We understand that. I'm talking about all the rest. Republicans must say why they oppose the reckless spending, the pork barrel spending that sends us deeper into the red and the deep, dark abyss of being broke. Thankfully, Elon Musk met when he said, when he told us exactly what Doge was going to do. Here's a reminder. Elon Musk, going once, going twice. We'll get to him next time. Elon living up to what he promised, which is to cut spending, protect the taxpayers. This may have been the first big win for Doge, in fact. It might have been. Politicians of all stripes would do well to pay attention to what Elon did and the promise he kept that he would fight government spending. They would do well to heed the leadership of President Donald Trump, who agreed with Elon completely and said this piece of garbage must be thrown away. I guess we'll soon know what's going to happen in the season of giving. Will politicians give to themselves or give to the American people what we voted for, which is common sense, fiscal responsibility, and a new day of prosperity in America? We will soon find out, my friends, and we will hold them accountable right here on this program every single day. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.
Christmas story for you. All right, you ready for this? Because I think you'll like this. Archaeologists have uncovered the earliest known evidence of Christianity north of the Alps. North of the Alps, right? Way to the north. Unusual for this time period, they say, but maybe it's not. A purely Christian artifact that doesn't reference Judaism or paganism. An artifact publicized by the Frankfurt Archaeological Museum. It came out last week. They announced it. It's called the Frankfurt Silver Inscription. Discovered in 2018, the inscription has been analyzed. It's like this little necklace that was found on this skeleton, right? It's an engraving on silver foil that consists of 18 lines written in Latin. It dates to between 230 and 260 A.D. So about 230 years after the death of Christ. Discovered wrapped in a small silver amulet. Its inscription reads, in part, in the name of St. Titus, holy, holy, holy. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Yeah, St. Titus was a first century Christian missionary and disciple of Paul the Apostle. The inscription also calls for the amulet to protect the man who gives to the will of Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son. Pretty interesting. This artifact found north of the Alps. Supposed to be unusual, but is it? Don't know. It's real. That's what's true. And it's real in this season of Christmas. And what a beautiful season it is. The Christmas season this time around, I urge you to treat yourself by taking Hillsdale College's free online course, Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. You've heard me talk about it. Have you done it yet? It's really cool. Hillsdale professor Dwight Lindley offers new insights into literature's most infamous miser, Ebenezer Scrooge, famous for his catchphrase, "Bah humbug." How do you do that? All right. Bah humbug. In response to the busyness of the season, Scrooge is withdrawn from family and friends and walled off from the joys of Christmas. As self-contained as an oyster, wrote Dickens. You can register today for this free online course and enter the world of Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. You'll see old things anew and rediscover the joys we often overlook in daily life. And you can do it for free. Sign up for Hillsdale's free online course, A Christmas Carol, GruberForHillsdale.com. This is fun stuff. GruberForHillsdale.com. And I want to thank Hillsdale for being a great partner for years and going forward. Great partners make this show possible. We'll be right back.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless, you know. We don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Calling all bridge card holders. Did you know you can now use your bridge card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmer's market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept bridge cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.com. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
Glad you're here. You know, we spend time talking about our health. Ivy and I did 75 hard here recently. We're concerned about our health. We're concerned about yours as well. We want you here come Monday and come the new year, of course. Joining me now is Missy Malone from My Pure Health. Missy has been a friend and a consultant and somebody who's helped me be better with My Pure Health. Missy, nice to see you.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Glad you're here. Look, I lost 47 pounds, I think it was, in 2018 over the course of about 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. Been a while. It changed my life. It did. And there really is a paradigm shift when it comes to how we can lose weight and keep it off. Because, look, I'm still far lighter than I was then. A little bit of a comeback. But I'm not unhappy. I feel pretty good about things. You can really change things, can't you?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. When you figure out what's causing your metabolism to be broken down in the first place, we can fix it.
Yeah, so you have the ability kind of to look inside people. And look, I was the biggest skeptic in the world. I called it the hocus pocus machine. Ivy knows that. I'm like, oh, come on. But you really can't look inside people. And you can find out that what affects me is rice, by the way. Rice makes me just go, and I love rice, but I try not to eat it too often. But it's different for different people, depending on how you're put together, right?
Right. And I'm not a psychic. I want to make sure that people don't understand that. It's thanks to technology, we have breakthrough technology. Well, it was breakthrough about 100 years ago. It's been suppressed. And for the last 15, 20 years, we've been using this to help people figure out what's going on inside their body, because everyone's unique. And the metabolism needs to be addressed that way, too.
Everybody's unique. So the different foods affect people differently. And so the great thing is, it used to be you had to go to your office and see you in person. That's when we met, what, 10 years ago now?
Correct.
And had to go right to your office in order to do it. Not anymore. Technology is such that you can send this cradle, this hand cradle, and this machine to evaluate people anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, really, right?
Oh,
you have global reach.
Oh, yeah. We have somebody in Africa. We do. And again, it's not necessarily just all about the food. We know that there's 2,800 specific biomarkers inside every single person's body that's in charge of the metabolism. So, yeah, food's a part of it, but there's organs, there's tissue, there's hormones, there's toxins. There's a network of things going on inside every single person's body that's impacting whether the metabolism's working or not working. So with technology, thanks to people like Nikola Tesla, Dr. Royal Rife, Einstein, the people that have let us know that future medicines will be the medicine of frequencies. So we're talking frequencies, and your body's amazing, and we're able to, thanks to technology, figure out what's going on inside your body that's causing you to have all this extra weight on you that you can't get rid of, you know, no matter what you do.
Yeah. And we've learned things. I mean, you know, there was a time when people thought that maps were the only way to get around. Of course, and we've got GPS, and now my phone will tell me where I need to go pretty much step by step, turn by turn, right? I mean, it's right in the palm of your hand. Things evolve.
Absolutely.
And weight loss has evolved. And the great thing about what you do is that you eat real food. It's not some replacement shake or some replacement thing that tastes like drywall. It's not that at all. You eat real food.
Right.
You control what you put in. And yes, there's calories involved, and it's clean and it's lean and it's green, but it's different for everyone.
Absolutely. So when clients come in to see us, or we talk to them over the phone, we're able to show them what we use. The technology is, thankfully, it's a hand cradle. We use a hand cradle. You put your little hand on that. And over 20 minutes' time, after 20 minutes' time, we're going to be able to have a report generated for you by the technology company itself. And we're going to go over and explain to you why in the world your body has not allowed you to lose weight. Because there's, again, specific cells that have maybe stopped communicating. And maybe those cells are testosterone or estrogen or, God help, you know, your cortisol cells, because every cell inside your body works just like a cell phone. If your cell phone's in a dead zone, it doesn't mean you throw your cell phone away. It just means you need to go find out, you need to go a place to find cell phone coverage service, and you can start making, you can use your cell phone again. If those cells in your body aren't communicating, we need to restore the function to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I went through the program, folks, and that's the thing.
Right.
I went through it. I was the biggest skeptic in the world. I called it the hocus pocus machine. I thought, man. And then I lost 47 pounds. And I've kept the majority of that weight off until this day. Which, look, my blood pressure is in good shape. My joints feel good. And that's the thing. A lot of people that are overweight, they wear out their joints. Their feet hurt. Their back. I mean, you're just carrying around all that extra weight, Missy. And we want to help people to live better lives, right? That's what it's about. And GruberHealth.com is a place to get started. But we want to help people live better lives, right?
Absolutely. Because right now, I think the third deadliest disease out there is called inflammation. People, if you're... everyone's inflamed. Let's just talk. I mean, most people are inflamed. Their joints and everything are hurting them. And so the first thing that happens is when you start to take a customized approach, we have to customize specific formulas for each client based on what their body needs. And this is when people eventually we get to that part of the appointment. I'm going to look them or talk to them on the phone and say, this is why it's not been your fault that you can't lose weight. Because it's not necessarily about food. It's not necessarily about exercise. It's about the restoring the cells inside the body that are making the body burn the fat. We need to turn those things back on.
Yeah, we certainly do. And there are many ways to do that. And one of the ways to do that is through the My Pure Health Solutions game plan. Look, diabetes type 3, which is what dementia is really, and Alzheimer's disease. You've got obesity disease. You've got fatty liver. You've got all these. Look, folks, I want you to be here. And so here's the thing. You can make a plan now. Look, I understand we're going into Christmas. I get that. You don't want to deal with it right now. But you want to deal with it come January. This is not a New Year's resolution. It's a new life resolution. That's what I really think it is. It's a chance to have a new life. And we've had so many people have success with this program over the years, Missy, that you and I have shared their great stories.
Yeah.
But you've got something new now, and I want to share with you. We've got about 2 minutes left here. I want to make sure we talk about this. And that's the stem cell patch, which is, again, a new step forward in technology. What is this?
Oh, gosh. I don't have 10 minutes. Okay. So in 2 minutes short, all of us were born with stem cells. What stem cells do is they keep us from aging, and they also aid the body in healing and repairing. And they're amazing. They're little superheroes. And they do a job. They do a great job. However, by the time we reach the age of 30, half of those stem cells have gone asleep. They've gone dormant. And that's typically when people start to see age-related issues going on. They start getting on medications. They start getting bigger. They start getting weight.
Sure. And so what happens to stem cells at my age? They just cast themselves off the cliff?
No, they're hibernating. Let's just say they're hibernating.
Yeah, fair enough.
And if you understand the concept of technology, the concept of frequencies, folks, listen, Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, you better know what energy, frequency, or vibration mean, or else you're going to miss the boat. So these stem cells, the stem cell technology is a patch that you are going to put on your body. We'll show you where to put it outside the back of your neck. And in a matter of moments, days, times, weeks, your stem cells in your body are going to wake up because it's going to help restore the frequency to the stem cell itself. The stem cells wake up. We're going to turn that frequency back on, like taking that dead cell phone, putting it into a place where it's going to work again. We need to make those stem cells work again and function. When they wake up, they're going to travel to, they innately know where to go in the body to start healing and repairing. It literally is the fountain of youth for your cells. It's age reversal. It's bringing back the healing mechanisms that
And it's real technology, brand new breakthrough technology is what it is.
Yes.
And folks, here's all you need to do. Look, it's free to find out more.
Right.
Go to GruberHealth.com. You can find out more about X39. You can find out more about My Pure Health Solutions.
Right.
GruberHealth.com. Missy, I appreciate what you do because you're changing lives and making it for the better. And you're keeping my audience in good shape, and I appreciate
that. Absolutely.
Missy.
They're getting healthy one at a time.
One at a time. Thank you, Missy Malone. Greatly appreciate you. There it is, GruberHealth.com. Check it out, GruberHealth.com. It's free. You can look at it and find out more. All right? We'll be right back.
Home sweet home, right? You've spent a lot more time there in the last 3 years, and you may even work from home now. You check smoke detectors, furnace filters, and for carbon monoxide. Have you checked your radon levels? Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas present in all homes, and no family should be at risk when you can reduce your radon exposure. Test now, test regularly. Learn where to get a test kit at michigan.gov/radon. Sponsored by Eagle and MAB.
Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America first CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off. Are you ready to retire? Have you been planning for the big day to leave that job behind? Hey, it's Steve Gruber, and no matter whether you've been planning for it or not, you need to be thinking about the next chapter. And it's a very good idea to get a second opinion. Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth is the man to call. His team has over 100 years of experience helping people make critical financial decisions. People just like you.
Peak Wealth is independent, fee-based, and a fiduciary. So clients know they always receive the best advice in their best interest. When I'm making big financial decisions, I trust Nick Hopwood, and you can too. You've heard Nick on the show over the years talking about the most important financial decisions and big ideas like not having any lazy money. That's an idea I put to work years ago, and you should too. And if you have questions about retirement, investing, and getting your money to work for you, you need to talk to Nick Hopwood and his team of professional certified financial planners. Visit peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Do that today and get a free Social Security evaluation. peakwm.com/Gruber.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
A lot going on with the economy. Of course, you've been hearing, of course, about everything that they're doing there in Congress, trying to give themselves big fat, what, $68,000 raises or something? Yeah, well, that's probably not going over particularly well, especially when your money has not been treated particularly well a few times over the last few years, to say the least. Nick Hopwood joins me. He leads the team at CFPs over at Peak WM. That's peakwealthmanagement.com. He helps clients retire with peak confidence, coaches hundreds of clients to and through retirement. If you're looking for a second opinion, that is Nick's specialty. He's like the doctor that comes in and says, well, you might be trying to think about this or that. Nick, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
All right, so an income tax Roth conversation. I've been having these recently. Do you want a Roth? Do you want to put in after-tax money, or do you want to put in pre-tax money and basically divert your tax until later? It's a good conversation to have, isn't it?
It is, and I want to share a story with you. We just met with a client who's about 45 years old, and they're making good money now, and they're paying a lot of tax right now. But they've made the decision to convert all of their IRA money to Roth, and they've made the decision to contribute to their 401k Roth exclusively going forward. And as a result, if we want to pull up this chart, when we're evaluating their income taxes over their lifetime, you can see on the chart there, they're paying a fair amount of federal and state taxes while they're working, but then it falls off a cliff in retirement. And Steve, if you want to pay zero income taxes in retirement, the Roth is the ticket. These guys are going to be retired for 30 plus years and pay zero tax.
Well, see, here's part of that conversation. Do you really trust them that much? Do you really trust the government that much with the tax tables? Because, well, frankly, I don't. And therein lies my problem. There's my hiccup. You know, at some point, I would never be surprised the government came along and said, you know, we said that was going to be tax rate. We need 1 point on it. We need 2 points on it. We need 3 points. You know, so that's the only concern, is if they change the rules in the middle of the game, which they have a habit of doing. That'd be my concern. Is that fair?
It's a reasonable concern, although I would push back and say there doesn't seem to be any political will towards Roth. When it comes to Roth, it's only been getting better. They are raising the limits, making it more available to people. And I think the feds want that tax revenue now, and they're willing to deal with the tax-free later. And then I suspect if any changes were made to Roth, people who already put Roth money in would be grandfathered, but that's just speculation.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so next on your list here, and that's a conversation you can have with Nick. It's a conversation you can decide what's best for you and your family and your situation going forward. It's something worth considering. And it's a good conversation to have. I can't argue with that. A donor-advised fund. A last chance for the 2024 tax savings. Transfer highly appreciated stock to your own family foundation. Create a foundation. Is that a nonprofit? What is that, Nick?
Yeah, this is great because a donor advice fund is now available to anybody. So if you have NVIDIA or Bitcoin or Google or Apple, that's the stock that has gone to the moon, and you don't want to sell it because you don't want to pay the taxes, this is a great solution. So instead of selling the stock, you just transfer it into a new account that you set up as a donor advice fund.